This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Or number two of USA Prepares. Class, I asked Jason about coming on with us and sharing what it's like. What it's like, or what it has been like working with those of us at USA Prepares. You know, do we have any quirks? He said that he will be on with us next week. He'll spend some time. He'll just join the regularly scheduled programming. And I asked if some of the other engineers at GCN could join us, and Daniel and Brad and Nathan and, of course, Jason. If Ted Anderson has some time, maybe he can pop in and say hello, tell us what it's like working with us, and George. And so... And any others who are employees, Lee Wickenhauser, any employees who have been involved with us at any level, if they'd like to comment, we'd love to have them join us, during the final days of Genesis Communications Network, which ends for us May 3rd. That'll be our last broadcast. Gwyneth, we're talking about words, we're talking about writing and how our public training camp is destroying our ability to be creative at every level. And if you look at young people today and you ask them, so how far is it to there, from here to there? They can't tell you. How long is it from this to that? They can't tell you. How do I get from here to there? They can't tell you. Without looking at their phone. Because they've been dumbed down to the point where they do not have, many do not have the capacity, the capability, the desire, or the ability to estimate and figure and be innovative on their own. And you have to blame the government for that. And you have to blame the parents for that, because the parents let the government do it. So there was a study, 18 to 64-year-olds, and they were surveyed by country about reading as one of their personal hobbies. So is reading a personal hobby? That doesn't mean that's all they do. It just means they'd like to do it if they had the time. So what percent, and it's male versus female. So the country that did the absolute worst, meaning the lowest percentage of people that would consider reading a hobby, South Korea. So we'll just go with men. And men is slightly lower, or well, let's say it's lower as a percentage than females. So in South Korea, only 25% would consider reading a personal hobby. We beat them. 30% in the United States. France, 29%. They're right down there with us. United Kingdom, 35%. Mexico, 41%. Germany, 31%. Italy, 34%. And Spain, 39%. Now, with women, those who would enjoy reading as a personal hobby, South Korea, 31%. This is for women. United States, 44%. France, 47%. United Kingdom, 50%. Mexico, 51%, Germany, 51%, Italy, 53%, and Spain, 58%. Now, the bottom line is that the less we read, in my opinion, the less inventive we are. If you don't read, you don't run those words through your mind, your lexicon becomes smaller. So you take a farmer, like a shepherd, and all this guy does is talk to the sheep. He only needs like 10 words, right? How inventive is that guy going to be, or that gal going to be, with a lexicon of 10 words? So you compare that to people who read, and I'll bet you that, and I'm not a betting man, but I'll bet you the people that you know who read, you would consider much, much, much smarter than the people whom you know who don't read. Gwyneth?
Well, when Connor and Theo had their, when they went back into the school system and they had their word knowledge tested, they both came out at about 5,000 words. And this was when they were about 13 and 15 years old, respectively. They had, and that was the average person at that age has a word knowledge of about 3,000 words. So they had probably about 45% or something higher word knowledge than the average person at that age. And that was because they have happened to have Gwyneth as their mother, and their mother, me, was constantly speaking to them. So, and on a broad range of topics, and I mean, you have Gwyneth on air for 2 hours a week. Could you imagine living with me and, you know, me talking to you all the time about every topic under the sun for hours and hours and hours on end? And, you know, I would like to also mention, just for a little while, handwriting analysis, what you can tell about a person by their handwriting. Should we discuss that for a little bit, Vincent?
I'd love to, and I'm going to look at my handwriting as you do it.
Okay. Now, if you see a person who has a very forward-sloping handwriting, that person is driven forward. If the handwriting is very neat and sloping forward, then they are quite meticulous in their forward-driven plan. If it is scrawling and forward-driven, then it means that while they're forward-driven, they don't always think a lot about the plans before they implement them. If there's a lot of mistakes when they in the handwriting and it's scrawling, it means that they tend to make mistakes in their life, in their forward-driven plans as they're implementing them. But if it's scrawling handwriting and it's forward-driven, sloping forwards, and yet there's not very many mistakes, it means that although they are that the plans that they put into place look haphazard, but actually probably they've thought a lot of them through in the background, and that probably they're going to work. So if you see a person with very blocky, block-type handwriting, they are a very, very ordered person. They are maybe not so inclined to novelty, depending on the degree of curve that the blocks have. So if the blocks have a bit of curve to them, it means that they do have a bit of creativity. But if it's a very square-type block handwriting, that means that they don't have very much initiative. But any project where you are given a specific set of instructions and you say, okay, you need to do A, then B, then C, then D, that is a good person. to give that sort of project to is a person with very blockish, where the letters are very even in shape and very regular, tend to stick to the lines. If you get a very creative person, their handwriting tends to be more flowing. If the handwriting is not very good at keeping to the lines, then they, you know, depending on the degree of upwards, if it tends to be floating above the line, then they tend to have elevated concepts. So they might work, but they might be pie in the sky, depending on, you know, other aspects of their nature. But if you have writing that doesn't keep to the line, it tends to illustrate a very creative nature. If you have writing that tends to veer below the line, it shows that there's a very negative aspect to this person's nature. Okay? If you get big tails, it shows, once again, creativity and also ego. Depending on the degree of tails, like the tail in Y, the tail in G. Okay? Very straight tails tend to show a rigid mind. And if you have, especially if you have large capital letters, that shows ego. That shows that the person has an almost narcissistic opinion of themselves. If they have regular sized capitals, it shows that they have a balanced view of themselves. If they have no capitals, it shows that they have an inferiority complex. And, this is why we have capital letters, is to indicate the flow of the sentence, to make the sentence easier to read. So the sentence starts with a capital letter. That is one thing that indicates this is the beginning of the sentence. Oh, and punctuation. If the punctuation is following the model, okay, the model of proper grammar, it shows that the person is meticulous. If the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, it shows that the person has a meticulous nature. If some of the dotted I's or crossed T's are missing, it shows that this person tends to be not so meticulous. And once again, if you combine that with a very scruffy, scrawny handwriting and very forward-driven, it means this person's careless. Does that make sense, Vincent? That's it in a summary anyway. There's some of the things I've learned about handwriting analysis. Yeah.
So, do you want to know what I have discerned from what you said? You want to know the attributes? I'll share them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. I'll share them with you. And when we come back, I took copious notes. And the notes that I took before you said some of the characteristics show the characteristics that you were talking about. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Onassis is with us. And class, as you know, I've been writing this book, 5-Minute University, and I keep adding and adding and adding every day. Every day I add to it. And I do it longhand. And so I have a Bic pen, a Bic crystal pen. It's one of those inexpensive, 10 for a dollar type pens. They seem to flow pretty well. I don't get ink on my hands, so I kind of like them. And I use a single subject, one subject notebook, 70 sheets. And I've got a huge writing sample, 14 years worth. And it's all the same. And as Gwyneth was talking about these writing styles, my writing is forward slanted, forward sloping. And what does that mean, Gwyneth, forward sloping? I mean, I've got a whole bunch of characteristics here. It's more than one. It's like seven,
forward
maybe.
Sloping means forward driven. Backward sloping means hesitant, backwards facing, stuck in the past. But forward sloping means forward driven.
Okay. And the writing that I do, sometimes I use cursive, and sometimes I use all capital letters. All capital letters. Like, for example, when I wrote, I talked with Jason off air, and I wrote when the engineers would be available for coming on air with us. I took some notes, and I wrote the names Daniel, Brad, Nathan, you know, Jason. And all of those words, all of those names were written in capital letters, forward sloping, all the same size letters. So although I used the capital letters in printing, all the capital letters were the same size. So in Daniel's name, there was no big D in little annual. It was all big letters. Big D, big A, big N, you know, capitals. What does that mean? And it's forward sloping. Kind of block style, but forward sloping.
When it's in a list, all capitals usually mean emphasis. Mm-hmm. So emphasizing the items on the list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then above the line and below the line and on the line. Above the line is the vast majority. But not necessarily. Sometimes, I mean, I've got words written above the line, and I have words written on diagonals, and I have words all over. So, for example, there's a red line, vertical, on this notebook, the spiral notebook, and then there's blue lines, horizontal. So the red line says kind of like, don't write to the left of the red, because the writing space is to the right of the red. So it's about a 1 inch, 3/4 inch space to the left of the red vertical line. Well, I've written to the, I mean, it seems to not make any difference to me. I've written on both sides of the red line. Much, much more.
this means somebody who's not always so good at keeping to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
It shows imaginative character. Somebody who tends to write on the line and inside the margins is a rule keeper. Follows the rules to the letter. But somebody who, maybe their writing floats above the line, that shows a very creative imagination. The writing that floats upwards shows imaginative or, depending on the degree of it, even fanciful mental condition. Somebody who has a downward sloping handwriting, where the writing is below the line or running downward, that tends to show a depressed nature or some sort of a negative aspect to the nature.
We've got some more.
Other aspects of the handwriting as well.
But okay, we come back.
Somebody whose writing is just all over the place is just really creative.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. David Pecker once ran the National Enquirer and is accused of funneling payments through former President Trump's lawyer to kill a story about an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Political commentator Tucker Carlson is being blamed for stoking anti-Ukrainian sentiment against Western interests. That accusation from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking to reporters Tuesday.
Who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
The Senate set to pass a sweeping foreign aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Kyiv on a bipartisan basis. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Gwyneth is analyzing handwriting right now. We're using my handwriting as an example. So all over the page, Gwyneth, I mean, there's some of the writing is above the line. It's always forward sloping. Much of it is all capital letters. If it's a lowercase letter, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, but not necessarily the E's. So the E has three horizontal. If I'm writing quickly, the capital letter E will have two horizontals, not three horizontals and one vertical. So there'll be the vertical line and then the bottom horizontal, the middle horizontal, and sometimes I leave off the top horizontal part of the E in a capital letter E. And I was teaching class, and my college back in the 90s, and my students were watching me on, you know, right on the board, on the board in the front of the classroom, and they were commenting on the way I wrote my E's, and I had my back to them as I was writing, and I said, you know, I figure that it's like day one of starting a class. I said, I figure that if I leave off the top of the letter E, the top horizontal, you know, in my entire lifetime, I'm going to save about 7 seconds. And I just kept going. But sometimes I do have that, you know, E perfectly formed or correctly, I should say correctly formed. Sometimes I don't. So that would be my way of writing the letter E, capital E. Does that mean anything, Gwyneth?
I would say that it's a tendency to cut corners when you can see no harm in it.
Mm-hmm. But
so
generally,
if you can find out a more efficient way of doing things, then you're certainly going to do it.
Okay, in terms
so
of efficiency,
it's not lackadaisical.
Okay.
Whereas leaving the I, the dots off I's and the crosses off T's has more of a tendency to be lackadaisical.
Okay. And I'm looking at this page. I would say about 10 or 15% of the words on this page are written at a 30-degree upward sloping. So the first letter is lower, and these are all capitals. The first letter is lower, and then the word rises on a 30-degree slope upward. From the left of the page going to the right of the page, it would rise upward between 30, sometimes 45 degrees. Does that mean anything? All capitals.
Yeah, it shows a very creative, upward-focused imagination.
Okay. Now, in reality class, I think this is quite accurate. And in terms of cutting corners, as Gwenna said, in terms of efficiency, I would absolutely agree with that. However, when it comes to things that I'm working on, projects, I absolutely do not cut corners at all, no matter what. It takes me sometimes forever to accomplish a task because I'm determined to make it as perfect as I can make it 100% of the time, which explains why the book isn't finished.
Maybe it would be more accurate to describe that as efficiency, because I think the word cutting corners could be taken the wrong way, but efficiency is probably a better way to describe it.
Okay, I agree with that. You know, for example, cutting corners, if you're going to paint, and you get a can of, you know, a metal can of paint, a cylindrical can of paint, and you pry off the lid and you say, you know, I'm not going to stir it all the way. I mean, heck, why should I have to stir it all the way to mix all the ingredients from top to bottom, left to right? I'll just stir it a little bit and be done with it. I mean, that would be cutting corners. I don't do that. I stir it. And as a matter of fact, sometimes if it's a 5-gallon bucket of paint, I take it for a ride. I'm not kidding. I take the bucket of paint for a ride. I put it on its side, making sure the lid's not going to pop off. And I'll take it for a ride across the farm. If I'm going to, you know, I plan the trip, and if I'm going to go there anyway, I'll put this bucket of paint inside, and it'll go in the Jeep with us, this old Jeep we have, and it'll bounce around. It's not going to slide around, but the sloshing of the paint, it's going to mix the paint for me. Really. That's what I do. Sometimes I'll take a bucket, if I'm taking a tractor with a front-end loader with a bucket on it, you know, a front-end loader bucket, I'll take a 5-gallon bucket of paint with me, put the paint in the front-end loader, raise the bucket up in the air so it's, you know, the bucket won't fall out, the bucket of paint won't fall out of the bucket in the tractor, and I'll take it for a ride. Or if I were going to go to town, you know, let's say the big city, and I'm going to paint tomorrow, I put the 5-gallon bucket of paint in the trunk and wedge it in so it's not going to roll around and dent the side skin of the car if I'm taking a car, and I'd strap it in there, and it would get mixed while I'm driving. So in terms of, you know, that's... but you're right. I am meticulous. It takes me forever. And some people wish I would hurry up. But when I'm done, it's right. I don't leave things to chance.
Yeah.
I really don't. Let's see. I'm looking at some of the other notes. Here we have punctuation, forward sloping. Tails. My tails on letters, like if I wrote the word next Friday. Now, this is upper and lowercase. Next and Friday has a Y in it. The tail is straight but forward sloping. All the tails, none of my tails have curly Qs. And, you know, it's not like I'm trying to be flowery with this. It's straight tails. But some of the tails are pretty long. Like, I'm looking at the tail on a couple of the Ys that I wrote. And the body of the Y without the tail is one-third the length of the tail. So the tail is three times the length of the rest of the letter. Does that mean anything?
Well, it shows a creative nature, but the fact that there's no, curlicues on it means that there's a very practical bent to your creativity, if that makes sense. Like, for instance, Leonardo da Vinci was a very creative man, but he was very practical. So he was an engineer. But he was definitely creative, you know. So just because you are creative, it doesn't mean that, you know, absolutely everything is subject to creativity and there's absolutely no room for practicality there. And I think that that's the sort of creativity you have. Is, and that's what shows in the tail of your Y, it has length, and it does it have curvature or is it straight?
Well, I'm looking at the letter, lowercase letter P, and it is forward slanting. Well, it slants, absolutely slants, and the letter Y has a tail with a straight tail on the letter Y, straight tail on the letter P, and the number 9, like I wrote 2019 as the year. I'm looking at the previous work, and there's a tail on the number 9 which goes below the line. So,
yeah.
I never really analyzed my writing like that, but it's, you know, it's clear what I'm writing.
That shows creativity. And also, when you get letters that go a long way below the line, it can also indicate that there is an interest in the past. And it's like that the tail is reaching back into the past to try and achieve something, to bring it forward into the future, if that makes sense. That's the other thing that it can indicate. And it especially if the tails are large and looping and, really, really sort of seem to be reaching for something. And I know that you've got very straight sort of tails. So, but I think that indicates a creative bent. But, a very practical nature at the same time. So able to solve practical problems in a very creative way, I think, would be the best way of putting it. Does that make sense to you then?
It does. And all of my numbers, when I write numbers, there is no question what that number is. I am very, very careful when I write a number. So, for example, you know, you could get, sometimes you could get the letter G, if it's capital G, confused with the number 6. Not in my case. I'm very deliberate how I write those letters and numbers. So there is no confusion. So there is no death by decimal. And when I put a dot in that's important, it's absolutely crystal clear it's a dot. It's not some imperfection in the paper. It's not, was this a dot or not? It's not like a hanging chad, you know, in the old days of voting. No, it's absolutely crystal clear when I'm writing numbers, and a dot or a decimal needs to be there.
Yeah.
And all right, here's something
that... The other thing that helps to indicate that this is something that I do is writing ones with, you know, like a flag on the top and a, a cross.
Like half of an arrow. Yes, yes.
Like
half of an arrow on the top.
That's a one. It has a flag on the top, and it's like a flagpole standing.
Right. That's what mine.
That's a one.
Okay. Different from an I.
And that is so that it doesn't become confused with an I.
Right. Okay. Okay. If you've noticed, Gwyneth, over the years that we've been communicating via letters on the via email, if you notice that my writing is choppy. I don't know if there's another word for that. But complete thoughts, one thought per line. And in my emails, now this is email writing class. This is not book writing. But email writing, it's one thought per line. And lots of lines separated by a line feed. That's how I write emails. And the reason I do that is because I know people are in a hurry and they don't want to read a paragraph. Or as Amos and Andy would say, a paragiraph. But I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to bring up an email that I might have sent and just read that so you can see what I'm talking about. Okay. Okay. Here is something that I wrote to an instructor. And it was, Kathy asked me a question. Kathy, the instructor, and I said, Kathy, -, sure, I can get you that price tomorrow. Thank you, Vincent. So, Kathy's on one line. Sure, I can get you the price tomorrow. Next line. Next line. Thank you. Next line. Vincent. Not all running as one sentence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, here's a part of an email that I responded to Kathy with. And it said, Kathy, that's on one line. Next line, I had not seen the video until you sent it. Next line, I opened today's class with a story that said all of the things that were said in the video, including the part about the tugboats and the anchors not being able to stop the ship. Next line, I also mentioned that I've been on that bridge multiple times and it's terrifying. After the toll booth, you drive up the bridge ramp and then you turn to the left and the bridge turns to the left. There are two lanes in each direction without dividers. Oncoming headlights are blinding. Next line, Mrs. Finelli would not get on that bridge after the first time. You may want to listen to the first segment of Hour 1 today. Next line, one car or one truck uses that bridge every 3 seconds. Next line, also there's a rumor that the captain was a new female captain and she did not listen to the chief engineer. Next line, it's the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the text writer of our national anthem. It's like sinking the Statue of Liberty. Next line, I believe that we will all learn that this was not an accident. Next line, thank you. Next line, Vincent. That's how I write emails. And that was about the crash of the cargo ship into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And Kathy sent me an email with a link of a video in case I didn't see it regarding the explosions. So that's how I write. Gwyneth, what does that mean? My choppy
well,
style.
It means that you're very to the point. There's not much excess information there. Okay, and it means that you're somebody who values their time, and who also values the time of other people. So. It's a very businesslike way of writing. So there is some creativity in there, some explanation. It's not boring to listen to. It's not boring to read. But there's not too much superfluous stuff there either. So it sounds like somebody who has been trained to write business emails or business letters. Does that make sense?
And I have. I was taught to write at the ninth grade level. Otherwise, it's subject to misinterpretation. Class
My emails are not quite like that.
No, your emails are books. I mean, or chapters.
My emails are books and essays.
Right.
In fact, I'll just plug my book here for a moment. If anybody wants to go onto Amazon, okay, they can search for Gwyneth Isaacs on Amazon. I'm on Amazon, Amazon Kindle. It's not as a e-book. It's a print book. Okay, I don't think you can order it as an e-book. But you can order my book, Letters to Vincent, and you can read over 700 pages of my letters, emails to Vincent Fennelly, and a few of his replies. But they are essays on every topic under the sun that you could possibly imagine. And I think that I must have written several hundred of them.
Absolutely.
Over a one-year period. And that was, I think it was 2019 to 2020, maybe just the beginning of 2020. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
It's like the 5-minute university class. It really is. It's a different style, but it's like the 5-minute university on every conceivable subject. It's Gwyneth's take on the news, developments in the news, breaking news, how to break a horse, how to plant a garden, how to hoe a garden, germination, everything you possibly think of. It's truly outstanding, and it's very, very well written. It is written as well as the finest authors of today. Absolutely the finest. And I would hold Gwyneth's writing up with the most prominent names in novels today, as well as...
Yeah, I'm also a novelist as well.
Yes.
I've written three novellas, and they are The Lover of the Pirate King and The Robber Baron's Bride and... what was the first one? The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And they are novellas. They are about 260 pages. They are pirate adventure romances, and they are adult fiction. So, they are after the style of Robert Louis Stevenson. So Robert Louis Stevenson is one of my favorite authors. And so if you like Robert Louis Stevenson, if you like Black Sails, the television series, you'll love my novel. So if you want to go to Amazon and have a rollicking pirate adventure romance, then go to Amazon, search for Gwyneth Isaacs. You'll find me.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.